Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus from Mars Hanemar and Baschana. She should have her four shalem aware. The second shir of Afkeinu Rabban and the Kedushin Minei. In the first shir, we asked a whole series of questions, and now we are going to get to a yisod that will answer all the kashas. And we begin with the Tosfos in Bava Basra, Mem Ches Amud Beis. There, Tosfos discusses the two different types of Afkeinu. When the rabbis are Mafkir Kedushin, sometimes they are Mafkir, it says Tosfos, because he did Shaloka Hogan. And in those sugyas, in Bav Metzia Mem Ches Amud Beis, and Ksubas Daf Kuf Yud, the Gemara doesn't say Kol Demakadosh Adaita Derabana Makadosh. That's why they were Mafkia. They skip the Kol Demakadosh Adaita Derabana Makadosh, and they just get to the fact that they were Mafkia. Why? Because he did Shaloka Hogan. That's enough of a reason to be Mafkia. In other places where he did Kahogan, he married her properly just afterwards, there was a reason for the rabbi to start with the Kedushin, for example, in Ksubas, because of Pritzis and Snuos. There, in those instances, the Gemara does say called the Mekadosh Adaita Derabana Makadosh. So it seems to come out from Tosfos that there are two types of Afkeinu. One where he did Shaloka Hogan, one inyan where that's why they're mafkiyat, and another type of afkeinu, another sug of afkeinu, and that sug is that he was told of a das chachamim. He said called him a kaidish adaita derabana makadish, and therefore if the rabbis had a reason to do it, to uproot the kedushin, they did it. So they seem not to be related. One Afkeinu is he did Shaloka Hogan. And the other Afkeinu, and that Afkeinu did he did Shaloka Hogan, the original, the whole Kedushin was originally a bad one. And the other type of Afkeinu was there, the original Kedushin was a good one. It's called the Makadish, it's like the Rabbana Makadish, it was a Tanai, it was Makai, the Tanai. However, the lashon of the sugyas is almost completely parallel, except for that prat of kol demakadosh adaita derabanan makadosh. It seems there's really one afkeinu going on over here. Not only that, but if we're dealing with he has das and he only is getting married al das lechachamim, so Rabbi Kiva Eger says in Drush V'Chiddush, what about breira? Ain't breira? We kapaskin adaraisa ain't breira? And just like in the Gemara in Kitten, we says there and daf. Chof Hamid Beis, that Al Menasu Yirtza Abba is a problem of Breira, and therefore if she gets married, Al Menasu my father wants, even if he wants, she's not married because it's Breira, it's only Mizbar afterwards that they're married. Huadin, over here, that we should say that since he's only getting married, Al Das, that the Chachamim want him to, it's only Mizbar afterwards. And Mela ain't Breira. She's not married. Not only that, if we're in the world of Tanai, it's only Al Das the Chachamim, it's a Tanai. And therefore, since there was an Ikiyum at Tanai, they're not married. So how come you don't need Mishpatei Tanayim here? Mishpatei Tanayim means, Hain Kodim Lalav, and you have to have a Tanai Kafful. There are laws of Tanayim, but here it's just Karei Mukadestam and Kadas Moshe Yisrael. No Mishpatei Tanayim. You're not following all the rules of Tanayim. So it seems then that we're not dealing here with Tanayim. Rather, the word here is there's a Koyach Hafka. There's one Koyach Hafka of the rabbis. And the question is, when are they going to apply this Koyach Hafka? What gives them the Merchava Peula? What gives them the right of maneuvering, the room to maneuver, to be Mevatel LeKedushin? So really, it's really one koyach hafka. Not one is iukiyum ha-tanai and the other one's hafka, because the marriage was... No, it's both, they're both hafkas. The only question is, what gives us the right to be mafkia? The rabbis need a schus. The rabbis can't do something without any tzedek. They can't make an unjustifiable annulment of the marriage. They can't create a miscarriage of justice, if you will. If there is an shuhuas a shaloka hogan, we say chabubi, you did shaloka hogan, afkenu. We're going to use our koach afka because you're 100% lo b'seder. If he was kahogan when they originally got married, And the rabbis say, oh, we have no right to annul this marriage, even though now we have a good reason to. We have the prutus, we have the tsnuas. We have a good reason to annul the marriage. But it's not enough. The prutus and the tsnuas is not enough to annul the marriage. Yeah, we have a... Why? Since the marriage was done properly. Since you got married properly, even though now we're concerned with prutus and tsnuas, but we can't do an eid tzedek to the husband because of the prutus and tsnuas and undo his marriage. If he did shalok ahogen, then we're not doing any eid tzedek to him. Because we say to him, hey dude, you did shalok ahogen, we're going to do shalok ahogen to you, we're going to uproot your marriage. But if he did kahogen, so we're worried about the prutus and the tsnuas, but he's beseder gamor. So the rabbis say, ah, but you gave us the right. Called the Makadish Tzai through Rana Makadish. You gave us the right. That's how we're going to apply our Koach of Hafka, because you gave us the right. You actually see this idea in the Shita Mukubetzis. That you can't just go and jump and say, Hefker based in Hefker. You have to have a reason. You have to have a justification. So what's going to be the justification? The justification will be either he did shalok ahogen, or alternatively, called the Mekadish, Adayta Darbana Mekadish. Shita Mukubetzis says in Das Tosfos, the cave in the Ovid Adaita de Rabbanan, since he did Al Das Rabbanan, Hefkiru Mimainoi Behefker Beisdin. They were Mafkir his Mammon Behefker Beisdin. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been Mafkir his Mammon. They bring from Tosfos and Yavamis, Tzadi Amar Aleph. Came to the Posha Kohen, Yevshal Asos La Hefker Beisdin. If the coin wasn't Poshea, there's no Hefker Beisdin. Here also, Ilav Dechola Kedushin B'das Moshe B'Israel, does Shaper of Din and Hefker Beisdin Hefker. If not for the Kedas Moshe B'Israel, how would you do Hefker Beisdin Hefker? But the Kedas Moshe B'Israel gives the right to do Hefker Beisdin Hefker. The Huasa Shaloka Hogan gives the right to do Hefker Beis and Hefker. That's what gives them the Koach. The Koach of Afka comes from either Huasa Shaloka Hogan or Kodam Makadish, Adaita Durabana Makadish. So that gives them the Koach HaPula. And they use that Koach HaPula and they undo the marriage. You can also be Matari Takasha of the Pnei Yeshua with this, but we'll go weiter. Now let's see the Sugis Ladas Rashi. Since we said that Mada Makadish Adaita Rabbana Makadish is not a Siba for Bidil HaKadushin, it's only a Siba that enables the Chachamim to be Poa with their Koach. Frekt Ravina, Hatenach Kadish Bekaspa. They can do Hefker based in Hefker. In other words, they have the Koach to be Poel. What are they going to do with this Koach HaPula? The answer is, I'll tell you what they're going to do with this Pula. They are going to be Mafkir the money. And Memela is going to be no Kedushin. But Kaddish Bibiya, Matel Biyaso. We asked in the previous year what this means, Matel Biyaso. What it means is, what does it help that he enabled the Rabbana to be Poel? What's going to be with this Bia? Beseder. They have Koach HaPula, but what are they going to do with that Koach HaPula? How can they take this Bia and make it a non-Kedushin? They can be Poel, but with what? And now that's where the Gemara answers. Shavua Rabbanan, the Bilas, so Bilas Nus. Just like they have Koach to be Poel in his money, They also have koch to be pole in his bia and make it a bia's nus. So we have to know what the makor of this koch is. And Taka Ravina doesn't hold it such a koch. Therefore, yes. What about kaddish bebia? And then memela, once we make the bia and the bia's nus, the kedushin is going to be pokas. The only way to have kedushin is be kedushay bia, and not by there has to be bia's ishus, and not bia's nus. We see even more than that in the Rishonim, that even Bias Isser, the Shem Kedushin, doesn't work. It doesn't have a Shem Kedushay Bia. It's have Kedushay Bia, not Kedushay Znus. Not Kedushay Isser. And that's why Rashi emphasized, as we saw in the previous shir, that they have the koach for this. Since he's told in their Das. So Rashi says that at the end. But that's what the Gemara says at the beginning. The beginning the Gemara started and said, they called the Makadish the Daita Rabbana Makadish. So why does Rashi say that that's the teretz to the kasha of what are they going to do with the bia? What was mischadish in the teretz that we didn't know in the kasha? In the kasha we also knew called the Makadish the Daita Rabbana Makadish. The answer is that in the kasha we knew that called the Makadish the Daita Rabbana Makadish, and now they have room to uproot the marriage. But what are the mechanics? How are they going to do it? If it's money, they can use their koach to do what? To make the money into hefker. But if it's not money, you can make it into matana. But if it's not money, it's bia. Now what are they going to do? The answer is, they can use their koach to make it a bia sisser. They're going to make it into a bia snus. And what gave them the koach? What gave them the koach? The answer is called the Makadish, Adaita Darabana Makadish. But we wanted to know with what? What are they going to use? Like, there's two stages. There's the fact that they have the koach, and now what are they going to do with that koach? So first stage in the Gemara is with Kesef, they make it into a Matana. And then the second step is, what about Bia? The answer is, they can make it into a Bia Snus. That's tackle what the Haflora writes. She is koyach lechachomim lashvuye biaznus. That's the issue here. Do they have the koyach to make a biaznus? And the answer is they do. It brings a raya from the Gemara. So that was mischadish. Yeah, we all knew all along that called the mekadish died to rabbanah mekadish. That was already mischadish at the beginning of the Gemara. But at the end, the chadish is, so what are they going to do with this koyach? And the answer is, the chiddush is, they have the power to make the bia into a bia's nus. And now we can understand the Gemara in Psachim, the Rashi that we had a problem with in the previous shir. And what does Rashi say? Rashi there says that when a person is mekadesh a woman that's v'sheh shos and erev Pesach with chametz, the rabbis undid the marriage because of hefker based in hefker. So we asked, what do you mean hefker based in hefker? Hefker based in hefker, v'heim efkiru memona. But we said the maskana works for bia also. So why does Rashi have to come on to hefker based in hefker? We don't need hefker based in hefker. Call the makadish. That's the rabbanah makadish. And the raya that you don't need to come on to hefker based in hefker is because it works with bia. And bia, there is no hefker based in hefker. So the answer is no. It depends when you're talking about money. So you say call the makadish. That's the rabbanah makadish. And the question is how hefker based in hefker. When you're talking about bia, call the makadish. That's the rabbanah makadish. But how? What are the mechanics? Ashvui bia znus. So kum dos lemaskana, we blind with the fact that it's hefker based in hefker in mammon, and that's why Rashi in Psachim says hefker based in hefker, and therefore they're not married. And that's why Rashi there, we had a kasha. Rashi there said both. He said kol de makadish daiter bana makadish and hefker based in hefker. Everybody asks in that Rashi. Tamu me'od. Why both? Just say Kol HaMekadosh Zad Rabbanah HaMekadosh. And now they decided that, well, you're getting married after 6 hours with chametz, we don't want that. The chametz Darabanan, Daraisa. Chalukas, but we don't want you getting married, even though it's only shows Darabanan. So why do we have to come out to Hefker Beis and Hefker? The answer is, Kol HaMekadosh Zad Rabbanah HaMekadosh is very nice. It's in a sinas koch, but it's not enough. And therefore Rashi had to say, once they're given this koch, it's called the Makadish Tadir Rabbanah Makadish. What are they gonna do with this koch? The answer is, they're gonna be mafkir, the money. Because he did call the Makadish Tadir Rabbanah Makadish. You can argue that the Isra Hanah Darabanan that they have on this chametz is a din klali. It's a din klali. Therefore, it's not enough for them to uproot this specific kedushin d'oraisa. You don't need his haskama. You don't need to come on to call the makadish like the Darabanan makadish. Because Isser Hanah is a din klali. So what do you need his haskama for? The rabbis were already mafkiyat. They already asked it b'hanah. So this would have been possibly out the din klali hafkad the rabbanan. They're not relating to this specific kedushin. So how are you coming on to the bitul kedushin d'oraisa? The answer is, because since called the Makadish, Adait Rabbanah Makadish, so he's doing it al das, the Chachamim. Ah, so then within this Maisa Kedusha, within his original Maisa Kedusha, was with das Chachamim. So the Chachamim said, you want to marry with the Surah Hanah, the Rabbanah? We're going to, with that such a Kedusha isn't going to work. So in this way, they're relating to his specific kedushin. So that's Rashi. Kol HaMekadosh Adaita the Rabbanan Makadish. And therefore, he's giving them rishus to be pole in this kedushin. And then, what do they do with that pool? With that koach ha-pula? They were mafkir as mammon, hefker based in hefker. So now Rashi is glad, Baruch Hashem. And now Tosfos. According to this, we can answer the Tekashas on Tosfos also. Tosfos is really holding like Rashi. They just added. And that is that the Hafkos Kedushin through the Chachamim can be done by being pole on the Kesef, that it's not Kesef Kedushin. They could be pole on the Kesef that it's not Kesef Kedushin. And that's Mikoyach Hefker based in Hefker. And that's a pool of Besibas HaKedushin. The money is the Sibas HaKedushin and they're Paul on that Sibas HaKedushin. Or they could be Poel Mitzad Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachomim Lako Dover Min HaTorah. Sometimes the rabbis can be ochre something from the Torah. And in such an instance, they're not working on the Sibas HaKedushin. They're going on the Chalois HaKedushin. That since the Kedushin should have been Chal Min HaTorah, and since there's Koach Biyat Chachamim, the Chachamim are Po'el that the Chalos shouldn't be Chal against the Torah. Who says that the Chal Kedushin are Chal? And the nafkamina would be with respect to isurim that emerge from their pu'ula. If the asiyah is bekesef, because they have bailus on the kesef and they can make it into a matana, Since at the end of the day, it's better for Chachamim that the Tznuos and the Prutzos shouldn't be Nichsheles. That is preferable to the Chachamim over the fact that he shouldn't be Nichshel on a Biyaznus. They're more concerned with the Prutzos and the Tznuos than they are with his Biyaznus. So that gives them the Siva to be Poel in the Kesef. So they don't want there to be Tznuos and Prutzos who are being Nichshelos. So therefore they say that this money, this money is going to be a matana. Aye. What about the be'ilas being a be'ilasnus? All the rest of the be'ilas, we don't care. Because memela the be'ilas are going to be a be'ilasnus. What's the cheshbon? What cheshbon are we making here? The cheshbon is the money. We're looking at the money. Money has nothing to do with Isser and Heter. They're taking this money and they're saying that this money is a matana. They're not going to the biyaz and saying this is a biyaz nus. No. They're going to the money and saying that this money is a matana. That they can do. But if their pool is in the kiddushin itself, that's not a koach of hefker based in hefker. That's a koach of yesh koach biyat hucham lakar dover min haTorah. In other words, there the cheshbon is klapei divrei Torah. And in divrei Torah, there's kedushin and there's isurim. And if you're being poel on the Torah, if you're making an iser, Torah on a pu'ula, that the rabbis can't do. Like we saw in Tosfos. How are the rabbis making isurei Torah? And that's the kasha in the Gemara. Since, according to Ravina, you can't do the same thing to the bia like you can do to the money. What are you doing to the money? The money you're making into hefker. But you can't do that to the bia. So that means when you're talking about the Biyah, you're really talking about the Kiddushin. How do the rabbis fight against the Kiddushin? How do the rabbis get involved in the Surah Torah? There the rabbis have no rights. The rabbis have no rights to make a Surah, like Tosfos says. They can only be Oker, Dover, Min haTorah when there's no Surah, but here there is Surah. So if it's money, so, in a chinami, in the end, by making it hefker, they're going to be surim created. But the rabbis have the ability to do that because they make a cheshbon. They say, what about the tznuos and the prutzos? What about his biasnuses that are going to be afterwards? The answer is, they're not going to touch the biasnus. That the rabbis aren't going to get involved with. What are they, yes, going to get involved with? They're going to get involved with his kesef. And that the rabbis, they have bialos over his money, that they can do. But once you're dealing with the bia, bia's kedushin. You're involved in Isser and Heter. The rabbis have no right to uproot something from the Torah when it comes to Isser and Heter. By kesef, they're not uprooting anything from the Torah. They're just making his kesef hefker. What the ramifications are, the ramifications. But that the rabbis are allowed to do. But when it comes to bia, They're directly saying this is no kedushin, oyvei, that they can't do. That's Ravina's. That's the problem according to Ravina. So how are they going to be mafkia the kedushin? And on that the Gemara answers, shavua rabbanan lebilas ubilas nus, umemela Tosfos says ein kan kedushin. In other words, we wanted to understand this lashon of when we may lay in kan kedushin. We said that's not answering the kasha. The kasha is, what are they going to do with the bia? We know when they uprooted, there's no kedushin. But what are they doing with the Biyah? The answer is, what Tosis is saying here is that the rabbis aren't being poel on the Kiddushin. Tosis Lashon is ve'ein kan Kiddushin. Same thing. Me'ele ein kan Kiddushin, ein kan Kiddushin. U'mishani shavira ben ablaz b'lazuz ve'ein kan Kiddushin. We know ein kan Kiddushin. Now we started out with that they're uprooting it. The question is how? So what Tosis here is saying is that they're not doing anything to Kiddushin. The Ein Kan is the next step. It's too bad you can't see my hand movements. So even though there's a Siva for the Kiddushin, there was a Bia. Nevertheless, it's Nekar Ali De Rabbanan. How? Rabbis aren't allowed to get involved in Kiddushins. That's not their Truma Peula. The answer is, their Koyach is in the Biyah, not in the Kiddushin. They can point to a Biyah and say this is a Biyah Znus. As they can say this isn't a Biyah Sishus. They don't have Koyach in Kiddushin. They have Koyach in the Biyah. And therefore, Afkinu Rabbanan leKiddushin Mineh. In other words, what Mischat Kishtumar's Teretz is that the rabbis don't have the power to take a Kiddushin and say no Kiddushin. No matter what, the rabbis don't have that power. What power do they have? They have the power to say that the money, this money is not Kiddushin Dik. What's going to be the outcome? The bios are going to be bios thus. But that the rabbis are allowed to do. Because they're saying the money is a matana. They're indirectly involved in the Kiddushin, in Achinami. They're indirectly involved in Isser. Here also we're saying the rabbis with Bia are not saying it's not Kiddushin. They don't have koach on the Kiddushin. What is their koach then? Their koach is on the Bia. And they can say, this is not a Bia's Kiddushin. And that's why Tosfos adds, ve'ein kan Kiddushin. They make the Bila into a Bila Znus. Ve'ein kan Kiddushin. As they say, there was a Bia here. It just doesn't have halachic meaning. And then Memela, they're uprooting the Kiddushin. So it seems in the Teretz, according to this, they can't get involved in a Kiddushin. Yes, they can do something usher. As Tosa says, that even according to the Man Dorman Isha Rabbah, that a koach chacham have koach to be oker davar min haTorah, that's only when there's no Avera. But when there is an Avera, what are you going to say? And here there's an Avera, because this Kiddushin is Kiddushay Bia. So how are they uprooting a Davar Min HaTorah in a Matzav of Avera? So says the Yad HaMelech, Yad Melech, and this is still not so clear on this. He says that that's not considered an Avera. To uproot Kiddushin, that would be an Avera. Because what they're saying is, the Kiddushin was not a Kiddushin. That they don't have the right to do. But what they do have a right to do is, as long as they're not making a direct hit on the Kiddushin, they can say the Bia is a Bia's Nus. And just like in Ashvuye Kesef, they just say, they're saying that, just like in Ashviya Kesef, they're saying, this Kesef wasn't Matana. It isn't for Kiddushin. And then the outcome will be that the Bia is Riznus. So too, They're also saying here that this Bia isn't for Kedushin. And then the outcome will be that the Bia is a Bia's Nus. And that's why Tosfos says, Shavir Rabbanan Lebilas Lebilas Nus Ve'en Kan Kedushin. And the Mela Ein Kan Kedushin. To say Abru directly Kedushin, that they can't do. But they can make Bia Lebilas Nus. There's a difference though. Because in the Kesef case, they're just saying the Kesef is a Matana. So this very mice of Nesimus HaKesef is a matana, and then afterwards they're going to be biosnos, but the rabbis aren't getting involved in that. Here they're saying that very first bia was a biosnos. There they are getting involved in Isser and Heter. There they do seem to be uprooting something from the Torah. So I'm not so clear on this nakuda. I'll go upon him with this yisod. We answered all of the kashas on Rashi and Tosfos. We had a problem with Rashi, that Rashi says two things. What does he need Hefker based in called the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbanim Mekadesh, and Hefker based in Hefker? So the answer is that just gave them the called the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbanim Mekadesh, gave them the Merchava Pula, and then the Hefker based in Hefker is how they did it. We asked them the Gemara's Teretz in the previous year. Shaila was, it's not Shaykh b'makom Isser. And the Gemara says, there wasn't the Gemara says, they made the Bila, Bila's Nus. So the Teretz is that we thought in the Kasha that we don't want there to be Isser at all. The answer is, if there's Isser, it doesn't bother us. What bothers us is that the rabbis are uprooting Kedushin. What gives the rabbis the right to directly hit the Kedushin? That's getting involved in Isser. That they can't do. So the Teretz is, they make the Bilas Milas Nus Vein Kan Kedushin. And then the outgrowth of that is that there's going to be no Kedushin. But they're not touching the Kedushin. It's like by Kesef, by Kodesh Bekas, they're not touching the Kedushin. They're just making the Kesef of Matana. So to the Bia. We also asked that Tosfos emphasizes that in Kaddish B'Kaspa there's no Isser because it's Memela. So then why do we need to be Makdim the Hefker based in Hefker that there is in Kaddish B'Kaspa? If there's no Isser, that's enough. You don't need to come on to Hefker based in Hefker. The answer is no. The answer is there's no Isser, but by what means are they going to uproot it? So what are the means they're going to uproot it? The answer is with Hefker based in Hefker. And then on top of that, there's no Isser. So since there's no Isser, we can come on to Hefker based in Hefker. Then we'd bother with Bia. With Bia, there's no Hefker based in Hefker. And there is Isser. So there, what are they going to do? So again, so that's a teretz of the Gemara, that they can make the Bia into a Bia's Nus as long as the Kedushin is just the E-Kedushin is just an outgrowth. And that was a Mischadish at the end of the Gemara, that they have this koach of Shabbat Bilas or Bila's Nus. We also wanted to know what it means, the question of Matahal Biyasa. In other words, Matahal Biyasa means, with the money, we know what they can do with the money. But what are they going to do with the Bia? We know that they have the Koch to be Poel. What gave them the Koch to be Poel? Called the Mekadesh, Adaita Drabana Mekadesh. That gives them the Koch Hapula.
But what are they going to do with this koach hapula? By kesef, hefker beis and hefker. What about by bia? The answer is that by bia, what they're going to do is they're going to make it into biasnus. So sugya still needs more limud or more hamaka. And I mean to Hashem in the next year, we have some mamish tzitzim uprachim to explain based on this also the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi. So we should all be zocha lumod ulalamid lishma balasas ulakaim with kaldivri samutarasa biyahava. Amen, shalom, sweetest friends.